It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold, filling in today for Rob Ferret. Coming up later in the program, we'll find out why demand for European caviar might be putting pressure on Great Lakes ecosystems.
First, the White House introduced a new initiative this week aimed at combating heroin use in certain parts of the United States. The plan, which is being rolled out in 15 states, looks to improve the government's response to the drug, as well as shift the emphasis from punishment of users to the treatment of addicts.
This plan comes at a time when heroin use appears to be surging across the nation. A recent study by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention found that heroin-related deaths nearly quadrupled between 2002 and 2013. While Wisconsin is not one of the states included in this plan, heroin has certainly had an impact here. According to the State Department of Justice, the number of heroin cases processed by the Wisconsin State Crime Lab has steadily increased in almost every Wisconsin county over the last 3 years.
Joining us now to talk more about that plan is Mark Fisher. He's a senior editor at the Washington Post, where he's been writing about the heroin epidemic. Mark, thanks a lot for joining us.
Great to be with you.
Well, Mark, how big a shift is the new plan in terms of how the problem of heroin is currently being approached by the government and law enforcement?
You know, it's not a huge amount of money. It's just $2.5 million, which, as government programs go, is a drop in the bucket. But it is an important shift in terms of how the government sees the heroin problem. There's an emerging political consensus from Republicans and Democrats that the war on drugs, the idea that you can solve this by incarcerating people, has been a failure, and that some sort of conglomeration of law enforcement and public health needs to be the centerpiece of any approach to combating this heroin epidemic. And that's what they're trying to do with this initiative.
What can a partnership between public health and law enforcement do that isn't already being done right now?
Well, it starts in a kind of boring way with data analysis. One of the big problems that police and DEA officers talk about is that it takes a long time for the government under current rules and regulations to get the information about where heroin is coming from, where it's appearing, where it's causing a whole lot of overdoses. To get that information together can take a year or more, and the way it works now. Under this initiative, the idea is that they will collect this data and transmit it across state lines immediately. And so if someone from New York is shipping heroin up to Maine or Vermont and it's causing a rash of overdoses and deaths there, the various authorities in each of those states would know about it immediately and be able to act. And that acting takes place of both police action in terms of going after the distributors, but also a public health element in terms of notifying addicts that there might be a fentanyl-laced heroin, which is 30 to 50 times more powerful than most heroin and causes a lot of the overdoses, that might be reaching a particular community. So there are elements of both public health and law enforcement that could benefit from that information sharing.
So it sounds like essentially what you're describing is an increased reaction time, mobility.
Yeah, that's a big piece of it. And then the other element is that they will be training first responders, both police and fire rescue, to recognize what an overdose looks like and to respond to it with a drug that is used to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. And that drug, Narcan, is being distributed in more and more localities around the country to first responders. But in order for them to use it effectively, they have to recognize what a heroin overdose looks like. And part of this program will increase the training in that regard.
The heroin epidemic has been, it's been around for a while. Why is it that first responders are still not familiar with what it looks like when they come across it?
Well, the epidemic has really picked up steam over the last 12 to 18 months. Obviously, heroin's been around for many decades, and it goes through periods every couple of decades of resurgence. This particular resurgence is hitting communities that have not had previous experience with heroin. You know, the stereotype of heroin is that it's an inner-city junkie drug. That stereotype was never entirely true, but it's especially not true in this particular epidemic where we're seeing heroin hitting suburban areas and rural areas where the drug was not, where first responders as well as everyone else were not familiar with the drug and what overdoses look like.
Now, this plan is being rolled out in 15 states across the Northeast only. Why focus on that area of the country?
You know, the drug policy office of the White House has an annual competition where they ask people in the various enforcement task forces across the country to come up with new ideas and new efforts. And this one was proposed by the New York, New Jersey Drug Task Force. So they found that a lot of the distributors of heroin through their region were starting in places like New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and sending the drug out through couriers to smaller communities throughout New England and the northeastern states. So that's the particular area that proposed this. If the program goes well over its first year, the hope is that it would be expanded across the country to other regions that are suffering from this heroin epidemic.
We're talking with Mark Fisher right now, senior editor at The Washington Post. We're talking about a new White House plan aimed at fighting heroin throughout the country, beginning with 15 states. And Mark, you said that this is something of like a drop in the bucket, $2.5 million here. And when you consider that in contrast to some other things, the Obama administration proposing $133 million in new spending to curb overprescription of opioids, is there a sense here that heroin is not getting the funding that it needs?
Well, you know, there is certainly a disconnect between the sort of emerging consensus that heroin needs to be addressed and that the way to address it is through providing more treatment for addicts rather than simply dumping people in prison. So that consensus is really coming to the fore in many parts of the country and across party lines. But we've not yet seen the commensurate increase in treatment beds, that is, in money for treatment facilities. So, you know, this is the age-old story. It's one thing to rhetorically support a policy. It's another thing entirely to come up with new dollars for it. And so that has been the sticking point so far in many parts of the country, where it's actually often the case for people who don't have health insurance that the only way they can get rehab treatment for their heroin addiction is to be arrested and put in jail.
So given that this is $2.5 million, only 15 states, would you consider this maybe as more of a pilot program, and then if it works, it'll be replicated somewhere else?
That's exactly what the government is saying, that it is a pilot program and that they hope to expand it. But it is a rather small program, and it's not exactly clear how quickly they can gear up to even determine whether it is working. So it's by no means a cure-all, but it is at least a signifier that there is some recognition now that addicts need to be given treatment, and that treating addiction is actually significantly cheaper for the taxpayer than putting people in prison. It's often as little as a third as much money to do that rather than to incarcerate someone.
So looking at the state level, how are states doing in laws addressing the heroin issue on that local level?
You know, the states are all over the board. About half of the states, 26 to be precise, have passed laws that make it easier for first responders and others to use Narcan to reverse the effects of overdoses. And a number of those states have also passed Good Samaritan laws, which allow someone to call for help for an addict, for someone who's overdosing, without running the risk themselves of being arrested for their own drug use or their own involvement in being in a place where heroin is being used. So there are some things that state legislatures are doing, but there are a number of states around the country where a lot of the sort of best practices on dealing with heroin addiction are not being followed because of battles over what the right kind of treatment is, whether to treat with other opioids such as methadone or Suboxone, or whether to support the drug-free kind of rehabilitation, which some say is more effective, but which is more expensive and takes a longer time.
So, Mark, if this program is successful, can you paint a picture for us about the difference that people might see in their lives, people who are affected by the heroin epidemic?
Well, if you talk to addicts and to people who run needle exchanges and rehab programs and detox centers around the country, they'll say that part of what's missing is this coordination that this program would create, this idea that law enforcement and public health could work together rather than at odds with each other, this idea that we're seeing increasingly from a number of prosecutors' offices around the country that they don't want to channel people into prisons but rather want to get them into treatment. A lot of the people in the treatment world want more of that from law enforcement, and they're seeing in this initiative at least a sign of some movement in that direction.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
That was Mark Fisher, senior editor for The Washington Post. He joined us to talk about the new White House plan aimed at fighting heroin throughout the country.